This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about the region's first inhabitants. Indigenous societies are divided into two broad linguistic and cultural families, the Algonquins and the Iroquoians. In general, the Iroquoians were semi-sedentary and lived off agriculture. The Algonquins, on the other hand, were nomads whose occupation of the territory followed seasonal cycles. Both engaged in bartering and maintained political and economic ties. The Eastern Townships region, as we know it today, was mostly a transitional territory where hunting, fishing, and trapping occurred. The Abenakis were the indigenous group who occupied this territory. Stemming from the broader Algonquin family, this group was semi-nomadic and relied on hunting, gathering, and fishing for subsistence. From the perspective of Native history, the territory was not described in the way we now define the Eastern Townships. Because residences were not permanent, it is difficult to establish specific areas of inhabitation. It is possible, in this case, to refer to a camp location, a refuge, or a retreat. Therefore, this region is considered as the Abenaki Nation's ancestral lands. Colonial Wars. In 1689, the Franco-British Wars began. The various indigenous groups occupying the territory found themselves at the heart of the conflicts. For 70 years, the Eastern Townships would see several confrontations. An episode, engraved in collective memory, regarding a battle between an Abenaki chief and an Iroquoian chief on the site of the Solidary Pine in Sherbrooke, is related to these confrontations. Despite the Iroquoian defeat on this occasion, the Mohawks remained powerful enough to destroy, around 1695, the Arsigantigok. The influx of an indigenous population as a result of these various conflicts led the government of New France to cede land to native groups. This marked the beginning of the St. Francis Mission, better known as Odenak. During the American War of Independence, the Abenakis helped the English monitor the Nicolet, St. Francis, and Yamaska rivers to ward off potential American attacks. However, they remained relatively neutral in these conflicts. As a result of various wars and exposure to diseases, the native presence in the Eastern Township region dwindled to become particularly non-existent. However, up until the turn of the 20th century, one could still observe an Abenaki presence on the territory during hunting and fishing seasons. They could be seen in Cookshire and on the shores of the Lake Massawippi until the 1830s. After the land in the region had been cleared, the Abenakis came to favor the Lac Mégantic region, where some would uphold their traditional lifestyle until the 1880s. Did you know Menasen, the story of the Lone Pine? As one passes over the St. François Bridge on Terrell Street in Sherbrooke today, a cross is visible as it stands on a small rock island in the middle of the river below. Until 1913, however, it was a solitary pine tree that stretched out from the crevices of the rock and was long an element of curiosity and legend for residents and visitors. Even as early as 1815, when European and American settlement was still in its early stages in the region, surveyor Joseph Bouchet included a reference to the intriguing rock island with the single pine tree in his topographical description of Sherbrooke. The most well-known narrative associated with the Lone Pine comes from an Abenaki legend recounting a battle in 1692 between an Abenaki tribe and an Iroquoian tribe. Rather than lose many warriors in a large battle, each side agreed to select one warrior to represent their respective tribes. The two warriors then made their way to the Rock of the Lone Pine where, as legend states, they chased each other around the rock, and the first one, overcome by exhaustion, was killed by his opponent. In this battle, it was the Abenaki warrior who came out victorious over the Iroquoian. Another legend concerning the Lone Pine was created and popularized by Oscar Massé in his 1922 novel titled Massanin. In this book, Massé recounts a story of a betrothed couple who had escaped from imprisonment at Saint-François-du-Lac and found their way to Sherbrooke. Tragically, the young woman died in the arms of her fiancé and he buried her on the island, planting a small pine tree in her honor, which grew to be the Lone Pine. The Lone Pine towered proudly over the St. Francis River until 1913, when it succumbed to a violent storm. After its fall, pieces of its trunk were cut up and sold locally as souvenirs. To commemorate the 400th anniversary of Jacques Cartier's arrival in Canada, an iron cross was placed on the rock in 1934. In 1983, the island's official name was designated as La Menacenne, coming from the Abenaki words for island and rock. Join us next time when we talk about the cultural identity of the Eastern Townships in the 19th century.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.